You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, everybody? Happy weekend. Excited to be back with y'all on another Best Bits. It's Morgan here. Y'all, I am so excited this weekend to get some much needed rest. I don't know about all of y'all guys, but things have been crazy lately. Crazy awesome, exciting, and a lot of fun things and some really fun family time. But your girl will be napping all weekend. So if you are not napping in this moment, I appreciate you being here with me on the Best Bits. Make sure you go check out Best Bits Part 1. This weekend I had Mike D on and we talked about some new things happening in our life. Plus, we had 15 seconds to talk about something that's really important to us and the lottery. We, you know, aired some grievances from the lottery and all that craziness that happened this week. Plus, we talked about our 21st birthdays in college and high school and growing up and what that all looks like. It was really fun. So after this, go listen to Best Bits Part 1. But for now, we're going to dive into the Best Bits of the Week. Amy shared a episode from her son's radio show, and this time it was all about aliens. So I personally really love this episode.
Number 7.
Okay, we're all here. We bounced back. I'm getting better from my illness. Amy's getting better from her illness. Lunchbox's eye still swollen. I don't know, man.
That's the update.
I don't know, dude. Anyway, let's go around the room. Ray, go.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he hosts the Bobby Cast, and he refuses to finish last. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. Hey, so in Vegas, if you remember correctly, from the officer's body cam, you see something in the sky fall out of the air. This couple calls 911. They're like, there's something in my yard. And it's like 9 foot tall. And it kind of looked like an alien. And so from that falling to that spot-ish to the alien that we saw in the backyard on the video, there has been an update in the story because you know I'm fascinated with this stuff.
Come on.
Homeland Security went to that house because they were like, we don't think this is a joke. Homeland Security went to that house and they installed all of these cameras there just in case aliens or people looking for the aliens show up to that house.
Yeah, because in E.T., they come back looking for E.T.
Yes,
same
yes.
Spot.
Yes.
So I get it.
So tell me that if the Department of Homeland Security shows up and wants to install cameras outside of your house to look around, that that's not something that gives it a bit of credibility.
They can't take the risk that it doesn't. You know what I mean? Like a cop, if you somebody calls the cop and yeah. Say, hey, come over here and check this out, they're not going to be like, I don't believe you. I'm not
doing
that.
No, already checked it out, though. They've already been there. But they went back again and put these cameras up.
Yeah, probably because these people were harassing them going like, no, really, there was something there. Fine, we'll make you feel better. We'll put cameras up. Just leave us alone.
That is not the case.
I saw the footage of that thing, dude. That's not real.
Hey,
right. That's what I said, Eddie.
Right? You saw it. It's hey. Not real.
So they got it on video?
Yeah. So they said.
Hey.
You're crazy.
The guy, did you ever hear the 911 call? Or were you gone?
She was gone.
When we played the 911 call, the guy?
Yeah. I don't
sure?
think she heard that.
Well, anyway, he calls like, there's a 9 foot object. And you see the alien turning his head back and forth.
And they said, we think it's an alien.
Yeah. And now that Homeland Security is there, so what more proof do you need?
Right.
I need the footage from their new cameras.
Yes.
That's what I need to see.
Then you shall get it. Oh, there's an alien in Vegas. That's crazy.
Hey, what's crazy is I bet you it never goes back to that house.
I bet you.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. Shocking.
If I robbed a house, I wouldn't go back to it.
And the aliens have the same mentality?
Yeah.
Probably even better. Oh, they can probably predict the future. Okay, anyway, you guys can hate my stories. I just wanted to update you on that. The Homeland Security got involved.
Did y'all... Oh, never mind. I'll ask you after.
After? Like off the air?
Well, that's awkward.
Well, yeah. No, because you said Vegas is there. I didn't hear that part. So I didn't know if y'all... Did you air Stevenson's latest show?
No, we haven't.
Because he has information for you.
The Alien? Stevenson show. He has one about UFOs. We were going to play it, but then Amy got sick. Do you want to play it now?
I don't care when you want to play it.
It fits right here. Okay. Ray, do you have the Stevenson show ready? This is Amy's son, Stevenson, who wants to do shows, and this one's about UFOs. Go ahead.
The Stevenson. Stevenson. Radio show.
Today we're talking about UFOs. I watch encounter stories on YouTube told by the people who were there, and I maybe believe them. Like the 60 kids in South Africa, they all saw the same thing while at school. Here's a clip from BBC.
They had big black eyes. That's all I saw. I saw a glimpse. They kind of turned around and stared and then went back into a kind of like ship.
That happened in Africa. But fun fact, 92% of UFO sightings take place in America. So keep your eyes open, people. Open, people.
The Stevenson. Stevenson. Radio show.
It's getting better, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, it sounds
he's good. Getting better, and it's about a topic I want to hear about.
Of course.
I didn't know 92% of the sightings happened in America.
Don't even care if it's true, but I'm in.
We love, like, social media.
No, this
and
is
we're
all,
drunk.
This is all before session.
We're all drunk. We're drunk.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
A listener called in to share that she was celebrating her 21st birthday and wanted to know what all we did for our 21st birthdays, and it was across the board. We all did all different kinds of things. A lot of them involved alcohol, but these are our stories that we mostly remember from our 21st birthdays.
Number six.
Let's talk to Ashley, who is in Texas. Hey, Ashley, what's going on?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
It's my birthday today. I actually just turned 21 like 15 minutes ago, technically.
Nice.
And I wanted to ask the studio what y'all were doing on y'all's 21st birthday.
That's a great question. Can you go back and remember Lunchbox 21, what did you do?
Yeah, I had a kegger at my parents' house because some people weren't 21, so we had a couple kegs, drank there, and then we went out to 6th Street and just got schwasted.
What's that word?
Schwasted.
What does that
What's
mean?
What's the mixture of words there? What's the hybrid?
Wasted, sideways, just everything.
Oh,
just
schwasted.
Schwasted, yeah.
That's a schwa.
21, Amy, remember?
I was in college. I was at Texas A&M, and I just went out with some friends. My birthday is around St. Patrick's Day, so I remember there being, like, green beer, because at midnight, technically, I was turning. And so in College Station or Bryan area, there was two bars across from each other. One, you had to be 18 and up to get in, and the other one across the street, Ptarmigan, you had to be 21.
They had an 18 bar?
18 and up.
With X's on the hands? What, did what else did they do in there, though? Like music or something?
I mean, no, just
Why
hang
else
out.
Would you go?
You wouldn't be able, you just get to hang out. But across the street, 21 and up. So it's like, we finally got to go across the street. It's like a big deal.
Eddie?
The only thing I remember was going to the store and buying my beer for my dad and my brother and me. Like, that was the big one. Like, don't worry, guys. I got it. I got the ID. I will buy this one. Yeah. That was really cool.
Extremely alcohol-based answers.
Well, yeah, 21.
When you're 21, Bobby.
Other than that, what's the beer?
You know what? I didn't think about that at first, 21.
What did you do on your 21st birthday?
Well, I don't know.
Exactly.
You don't remember anything about
it? I worked, probably. It depends on what day of week it was. I'm sure there was something. I had some cake.
But other than that, it's just a regular birthday. 21 is the year you can drink. That's the only reason we remember it.
Yeah. Morgan, do you remember your 21?
Not really. I had 24 shots on my 21st birthday.
You had 20. First of all, that sounds terrible.
How is that possible?
But you had 24 on your 21st?
Yeah. So what? It was in Manhattan, Kansas. And what they do at my college was create a shot book. All your friends put together a little scrapbook and you had this whole shot book and somebody carried it around with you all night. And it wrote down who bought the shot. You had to sign it every time what your quote was after you took a shot. And I filled out the entirety of my 21 shot book. And then I just kept going because I was good. I was ready
you did
to go.
24 shots?
24
Isn't
shots.
Isn't that a lot, guys? I don't
know. Yeah.
Well, and it also, but it also depends what you're doing. Like, you could do 24 lemon drops, no problem.
Well, that's a mix of things.
Not no problem here.
Yeah, that's a lot. There's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Again, I don't drink.
Never drank, so I don't know. 24 seems like a lot, though.
24 shots, you're, what did you say?
Wasted. I mean, it's sort of like when you do, and you're doing mixed shots, right?
But why do you always knock her down?
No, I'm asking.
But why would you immediately go, that ain't that much?
No, I'm saying if you're doing lemon drop, something like that, if you're doing straight shots
of
whiskey.
But why don't you ask her, like, hey, what were you drinking before you jump on it? Oh, it might not have been
that
much.
But I would assume that you're not drinking 24 straight shots.
Tequila shots.
Ask her.
Right.
Ask her.
Were you drinking straight shots?
I had a mix of things, but I did have Fireball. I had tequila. Yes. I had vodka shots. But I also had some mix that you're talking about.
That's what I mean.
A blend of everything.
This sounds horrible.
But if you have 8 hard shots, just say 8 out of 24.
That is slaced.
Isn't that a lot?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was wild, but I have the documentation to prove it. But
we don't need to see it.
You're good.
You still have it? I would love to see it.
Yeah, I do. But the best part about the end of the shot book is the last page is my signature is not at all eligible. Like, that was the whole point of the book, to document how far you go down over the course of the night.
I think Morgan does definitely have a crazy tolerance somehow. Because she's so little, you know? And I just don't know how she consumes what she does without falling over.
Okay, but speaking a little, and Ray has no tolerance. Mm-hmm. Ray has one drink and he's like,
well, everybody processes differently.
Yeah. Ray, remember 21?
Yeah, I worked at a gas station until like 10, and my buddy goes, well, you got to celebrate your 21st birthday. So we went to the liquor store, got a bottle of Malibu, and knocked on the neighbor girl's door and said, hey, it's my 21st. Want a party? We kind of knew him. We're at their place till like 3 a.m. It was awesome.
Where'd you live?
San Marcos, Texas, college.
Ashley, so what are you going to do for your birthday?
Well, tonight my parents are taking me to dinner for my first official big girl drink. And then Saturday night, we're going out and having fun.
Yeah.
Do not do what Morgan did.
No, it's great.
Most people cannot do that, though.
Yeah, you're right.
That just sounds like so much. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Ashley, happy birthday.
Thank you, Bobby.
All right. See you later.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Phillip stopped by the studio this week for the first time. You may remember him from winning American Idol. He has a really big hit song called Home. Of course, I can't play that performance for you. I wish I could, but it's on our YouTube page and all our performances are there. But he was awesome. He talked about growing up in Georgia, what he's been doing since he won American Idol, and of course, performed some songs. So right now, it's the interview with Phillip Phillips.
Number 5. It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
his name is Phillip Phillips. His Instagram is PhilPhil. Man, this song Home, so good. Here you go.
Cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
This was massive for him. Of all those songs on American Idol after you win, this is the biggest selling one. Cause this is the song he played, he won with.
I love this song.
Me too. I love this song. Like, it should be on every TV show when something cool is happening at the
end.
Like, universally, heartwarming moment, Play Home by Phillip Phillips.
Yeah.
He also has Gone, Gone, Gone.
So I will do it for you.
Also a jam. So Will I, which we'll get to in a second. Here you go from the
new record. Tonight, so will I. Put my secrets out like water.
One American Idol. He lives in Georgia. I met him playing pickleball. Here he is, Phillip Phillips.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Phillip Phillips.
Phillip, good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, man. Good to see you. Appreciate you having me, man.
Amy, I saw Phillip. I guess I don't really know Phillip. We spent a day together playing pickleball, but I didn't know him before that. Mm. We hadn't met, right? You didn't come up on Idol when I was working on it, right?
No, I don't think we had met. Yeah, I was before.
Okay, but you didn't ever come up as like a...
No. Yeah, I was not cool then. I got uncool right after that, and then they decided to have me back after you left. So maybe I got cool again after.
Well,
you left.
When I went out, I said, "You let Phillip get up here right now." I met, but I didn't know that it was Phillip. We were playing in a pickleball tournament together. I thought he was a pro pickleball player. That's how good at pickleball he is.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Hey, man, what?" And so he was showing. We were just playing. He's like ripping them right. Ta-da. And I asked somebody. I was like, where do these people live, these pro pickleball players? Where does he live? And Dierks Bentley was like, no, that's Phillip Phillips, the singer. And I was like, settle down, that guy. It'll all be. He's like, yeah. I was like, dang.
But like, when did you pick up pickleball?
Like 4 years ago. COVID happened, obviously. And then I had some time. I was luckily be home to be with my son. We had just had a son. He's 3 and a half now. And so I was home with him every day. But also you get to be home every day as a musician anyways. And my mind goes crazy. And I like to be doing something. And a friend of mine said, hey, come play pickleball. I said, what the heck is pickleball? And so I went, and it was all these old guys, and I was the youngest one. And and they were just killing me and hitting me with a ball. I said, what the heck? And I loved it. And so I fell in love with it. And then, yeah, it was just become this release, a different type of release for me. And, yeah, just absolutely love it, man.
How often do you play now?
I play as much as I can. If I'm home, don't have anything much going on, it'll be between 3 to 5 times a week. I love it.
He's so good.
That's a lot.
I thought he was a professional. My wife and I had to have a talk one time. She was like, hey, you know, you gotta chill. You play it at night or whatever, you know. I was like, oh, okay.
Did you get obsessed? Are you obsessed?
I'm pretty obsessed, yeah.
Do you have pickleball specific shoes?
I do. I got all that stuff, man. I'm such a dweeb. But yeah, I played some tournaments and yeah, it's like
You played in tournaments? How'd you do?
I've done all right. Yeah, I've done okay. Yeah, I haven't played in like a year because just been busy with this finishing
career.
Got to make money and finish this album and everything. So I'd like to get into it at some point. But yeah, man, just obsessed. And you were good too, man. You got to have some good strokes.
I've played a very little, played some, but you get there and you can see the pros are a different level. It's the pros and Philip and then everybody else. And I went to Philip. I was like, how often do you play? Because you don't live in Nashville.
I don't. Yeah, I live in South Georgia. That's where my wife and I are from. So, yeah, like I said, we got a little boy. His name's Patch. And, we live a little bit out in the country. And funny, like me and Luke Bryan are from the same area. So he's like the king. And then I'm like maybe the queen or the
– You know, interesting.
Like that.
I like it. I'm there.
So we live out in the country. And so my boy, he can just run around, be crazy, and run naked. And nobody's ever going to see us. And then I don't do that, so don't try to find me running around naked. But yeah, it's nice, quiet town, and we like it a lot.
And there's enough pickleball there to stay competitive?
There's enough. Yeah, we have some really talented players down there. David, all these guys, man.
Shout out David.
Burkle. And he's awesome. And I'm just like I said, man. I just obsessed with it. I don't do anything else, and I'm okay at it. I like photography. I really like that. But I'm not very interesting besides that. And I try to write music that is somewhat okay. Yeah.
Has pickleball ever influenced your songwriting?
No. Everyone's like, you got to write a pickleball song. I'm not doing that unless somebody says, here's a lot of money to make a song, you know? So, no.
Your name, and now everybody just knows it because you've just been around for a while. You got wildly famous on American Idol and tour. But Philip Phillips, we forget that name is the same. Is that your real name?
It's my real name. Yeah, people still stop me and say, is that your real name? I say, yeah, it's actually my dad's name, but he goes by a nickname, and then because he hated the name growing up.
But then he gave it to
story,
you?
He had told me this. He's like, my dad used to fight a lot. He has these big hands, just, you know, big guy. And he said, you hate your name. People make fun of you. Make fun of you. I said, yeah, they make fun of me a little bit. I said, but it's not too crazy yet. He said, I hated it growing up. He wore glasses. You know, I fight all the time. I was like, so you decided to name your only son after the name you hated? And so that's my real name. And it was easy to write in cursive when I was in second grade because everyone else was struggling, but I just did it twice.
Hilarious. Philip Phillips, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's almost like a boy named Sue. Like, he named you that, and then now you got to get picked on. Then you get stronger because he named you that, and then here you go.
It's a whack name. He wanted me to name my son that. I said, I'm not doing that to the kid, man. Like, heck no. So, went with a totally different name, wanting to have his own identity, you know.
Let me say this about Philip, too, because I want you guys to go see him live because he's so good live, and you'll hear him play in just a second. But you can go to philipphillips.com. It's the Driftback 2023 tour, and a lot of the cities this show is in, he's there. D.C., in St. Louis, Des Moines, Nashville. I could keep going, but go to philipphillips.com and go. By the way, the Caitlin Smith song is really good.
Oh, thank you.
Caitlin's a good friend of mine.
Oh, man, she's so talented. Yeah. What a voice. Yeah, she's incredibly talented. I love that song that I wrote, and she just – yeah, she really compliments it perfectly.
Yeah, it's called Strangers, by the way.
It's really beautiful. She just took it up to a different level, and so I love that. So I'm really, really proud of this album, man. First album in 5 years, and really represents the past 5 years. No pickleball, but a lot of other feelings, you know.
So the song Eating a Pickle is not about...
Not that one. Yeah, that's a different kind of pickle.
Yeah, got it.
You know what I'm saying?
So before we get into the new stuff, would you just... humor me and would you play home?
Yeah, yeah. I can play
home. Do you get tired of playing this song?
I mean, it's, you know, it's done a lot of things for me, and I've
the answer is yes, yeah, but
it's
yes.
No, I like it. It's cool.
I like it. It's cool. Yeah, we believe you, Phillip.
Just tell me when to stop playing.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go, Phillip Phillips.
I didn't know how much you wanted to play.
Yeah. I like it. I felt like you were shutting down like a robot. We're like, plug him in, boys. Charge him back up. Phillip Phillips is here. He's going to come back in a second to play something from the new record. And again, go to philipphillips.com. Go watch his shows. He is not leaving. I got a lot of questions, uncomfortable questions from our listeners. We also have listeners who have left you voicemails.
Okay.
And it's just going to get
really
sexy
weird. Voicemails?
Yes, they're all breathing hard into the phone.
Ooh.
We will come back in a second with Phillip Phillips. I have a lot of questions for you, Mr. Phillip Phillips. Mm-hmm. What is it like to get famous real quick?
I mean, it's pretty awesome. You get a lot of free stuff. You get some money, and you go out to a restaurant, which is my favorite thing, and people will just bring you things to try. And I love food so much. I mean, you know.
That's cool, and I'm going to tell you, I never even thought about that, but I get that too, and it's amazing.
Oh, my gosh,
but, like, this is from the chef. He wants you to try that.
The chef will come out
and just bring you something.
Yeah.
The actual chef, and I'm like, please, can I just come sit at your table or whatever it is I need to just keep bringing me food.
And they'll explain it in detail.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, sure. It tastes great. Just keep bringing it.
Phillip Phillips is here. I want to do something new, if you don't mind.
Okay.
You got the new record out.
Yeah, dude.
And you got the tour, the album's Drift Back.
Drift Back, yeah.
And the tour is the Drift Back tour.
There's
a theme there, yeah.
You know.
So you have this record. It's been like a long time since you put out a full record. What's the deal?
Yeah, just 5 years, man. Like I said, it was really hard for me to get some right parts in my career for getting the right management to help steer that. Obviously I went through a lot of things after Idol and so getting that part figured out, and I really feel good about my management and all that. And I've always treated people like I want to be treated, you know, and then writing a bunch, man, just writing a ton. And then finally it just made sense. Finished these songs, and these 10 songs really represent these past 5 years, man. There's some sadness, there's some happiness, and just hits all of the emotions, you know. In life, you get a little older. I'm not old, I don't think. I don't consider myself old, but I'm just saying you go through a lot of things in life that are ups and downs, and for me, writing it out is how I deal with it, you know, and maybe a little bit of humor. But I'm just really proud of it. It might be really bad. It might suck.
We'll be the judge. We'll tell you afterwards.
Yeah. You judge.
You play the song. We're going to judge the whole thing. Performance,
yeah,
song. Yeah. This is the show you come into and you leave feeling worse. So from the new record, would you play So Will I?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah,
you like that one?
Yeah, I love this
one. Okay,
so
making sure.
Yeah, I really love this song. Fun to play on the guitar and awesome. Yeah, right. Just fun song. Yeah, I'll play it for you.
Here we go. Phillip Phillips, So Will I. That's a jam right there, boys. That's awesome, dude.
Thank you. Thanks. Ooh, kind of scared me there. And I had to get it all out there. I got to remember things.
Not scare me one bit. Actually, made me feel nice and warm inside. Phillip Phillips, man, that's from the new record. Man, that's so good. That song's really good.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I appreciate that. I like that one a lot. It's a little sax at the end. Got to get the sax back in there and get the nerves out, too. Yeah. Scary playing a new song.
How many times you played that?
Never played it live, so this is the first time, I guess. So yeah.
Hey, there we go. That's awesome. Always making people feel uncomfortable. Yeah. That's how we do it here on this show. Hey, killed it though. Thanks. I do want to play a little bit of Strangers with Caitlin Smith. Ray, would you please hit that? I can still see us. I can still see your face. That's awesome. You're awesome. Caitlin's awesome.
Oh, she's incredible, man. Yeah, her voice is so good.
I have some questions from listeners here, and this is question number one. We have three of these. This is our first voicemail. Go ahead.
Hey, I've got a question for Phillip Phillips. I just want to know what his middle name is.
Oh, please say Phillip.
It is Felipe. No, I hate my middle name, but it is Ladon. It's French, is what I say.
Not the direction I was expecting.
Why and what does it mean?
I have no idea. It's my dad's name, and I just say it's French because it sounds cooler that way, and people seem more impressed. And I might be right, but y'all can Google it.
How do you spell it?
LA D. Don't forget that capital D. Yeah. That big D. ON.
From Arkansas, we'd be like laid on.
Yes, laid on. I get that a lot. Laid on.
That's Bobby laid on over there. All right. Here is question number two.
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, studio. I occasionally see
Phillips out with his family on Saturday mornings for breakfast at a local restaurant. And I've been so tempted to go up and ask him for a picture, and I've been scared to do that. I know he's with his family and he's eating, but I was wondering if you would just ask him how he feels about that, and if that would be too awkward. If he doesn't want for that to happen, that's fine. I just would like to know.
I have a rule that I talk about on this show, that if somebody's with their kids or if they're eating with food on their plate and they're famous, you don't bother them.
Yeah, I definitely agree. The second one, for sure. When I have a mouthful of food, yeah, it's like, come on. Me and my kid, I do try to keep him separate. You know, I don't put his face out there or anything like that. We're pretty private, but I'm a really friendly guy. I'm not going to be rude to anybody. So come on up. I'll either be super awkward like you're thinking and we can make it an awesome, awkward time, or I'll just be really nice. I feel like I'm pretty nice.
I think you're way nice too, but I would like to say, if it doesn't matter if it's Philip, if you see somebody famous and they're with their kid or they have food in front of them, that's a no-go. Any other time, they know what they signed up for.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I agree. It's such a weird thing.
It is.
Yeah, and people, yeah, I mean,
because
people feel
ungrateful.
So, yeah, people so feel like they're so a part of your life, and it's
and they are. That's amazing.
You know, and it is. It's such a cool thing, and I'm very thankful for everybody. And but yeah, sometimes there's moments where it's like, you know, it's all right. You know, come on. You know.
Mashed potatoes or baby, yeah, don't come up. Here's one more. It's Molly from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Want to let you know that I had a scandalous. I got an email from lab results wanting to inform me that they've received and reviewed my recent lab results, and they'll be calling me shortly. Anyway, I wanted to know, Philip, have you ever been scammed by something? Let me know. Love the show.
I did a show one time, and then I you get a contract, and that was something interesting. That, so maybe that was partially a scam.
You get a contract.
Like, without going into details, but yeah, I was, it's, yeah, I can't, yeah, I'm just trying to be funny, but it's, yeah, that's, never mind.
Did a promoter,
it just did not go across.
Did a fake promoter scam?
No, it's, I went through some legal stuff.
After American Idol?
Yeah. Oh, so it's, maybe that. But other than that, I feel like, I
that
I try
is
to
funny.
Stay away from scams.
That is funny. Right. Now, but we won't say anything else about it. You can Google that, but just check out, is the I word a word though? Is that a thing? Do you?
So yeah. I love them. Yeah, everybody's great there. Mm-hmm. It's just everything else that's the connected, the connective tissue.
After the show's over,
connective tissue that comes with it, you know.
That's
hilarious. But everything came out really good. Like I said, I always treat people how I want to be treated. And, you know, I think good things happen to good people. And then maybe the opposite happens to others sometimes, you know.
It's an interesting theory. Amy, what were we going to say?
Oh, I just was like, this amount of stammering, I feel as though one legally is trying not to say something.
Oh, for sure. But I needed to, because
I had to clarify
about.
For him. It's been a little while. So I couldn't think of any other scams because I'm too afraid to buy anything from.
Why have this Nigerian guy that wants to get in touch with you?
Okay.
He owns a bank and he'd like to put some of his money in your account.
Send him my cell phone number. That'd be great.
All right, Phillips, the new record is out. I hope you guys check it out. It is called Drift Back, the tour. He's all over.
Okay, which, why Drift Back, by the way?
Why Drift Back?
Yes.
So it's, like I said, it's been 5 years, and then I had a lot of things going on in personal life, and a lot of tough things, situations, and a lot of amazing things. And, you know, so this for me, it's been 5 years and it's kind of just drifting back to music. And it had been so long, and drifting back to my fans and all these relationships.
Is it going to tie in your favorite middle name to that?
Okay.
LaDawn, right?
Okay, go ahead. Yes.
LaDawn means strong,
like LaDawn.
Strong flow, like flowing into a river. And I feel like drift back, like you're in a flow back to.
Yeah.
So you should embrace Philip LaDawn Phillips.
I should have put you on the thank you notes on the album. Wow. That's really, I didn't know that about my middle name. That's really cool. Thank you for that information.
You can now appreciate it.
I'll come over and give you a hug after this. That was really nice.
Just be LaDawn Phillips, your side personality.
Yeah, LaDawn.
You can play characters from LaDawn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever do Drift Away by Dobie Gray?
No.
You ever play that? That'd be a good one. It's all drift stuff now. All right. Phillips, you guys check him out. Philip, thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you very
much,
man.
Big fan. pickleball expert.
Yeah, we'll hit some pickleball soon.
No.
Yes.
No.
You can pay me for lessons.
Okay. Oh. That's it. He's out of here. All right, there he is. Phillip Phillips, everybody. Woo!
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Amy was talking about this week how she was sworn in over the phone, and without causing more confusion about why she was getting sworn in on the phone about something, she shared with us that she was finalizing her divorce. And so she talked a little bit about that. There was also some moments this week where she got very vulnerable and was very open to some things happening and just what's been going on in her divorce and what's been happening. So really awesome of Amy to even share and want to talk about these things, because I know I've seen on our social media it has really helped some of y'all in maybe something you've been through similar or are going through. So really awesome. But this is Amy talking about that.
Number four.
Amy, let's talk about you had to be sworn in, but you were on the phone and nobody was actually watching you and they made you lift your right hand.
Yes. So I'm on the phone. I'm actually in your office and nobody else is in the room. It's not on Zoom. Literally on a phone call, and the judge says, okay, Mrs. Brown, I need you to raise your right hand. And I raise it. Can you confirm to me now that your right hand is raised? Yes, sir. Okay.
Did you really raise your right hand?
I really do. So I just,
nobody can see you.
I've never done anything like this before in my life, and it just was very weird to be like, I mean, I don't have to raise it right now, but sure enough, I was like, yes, Your Honor, my hand is raised. And then I said, whatever, repeat after me, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, I don't know, nothing but the truth. But I just thought it's weird. I wonder how many people would actually raise their hand if there's nobody in the room but a judge is telling you to raise your right hand.
I probably would have recorded myself doing it just in case the judge was like, I didn't see visual proof. I would have. No reason not to.
Yeah, but there was no reason to. But also, my lawyer was on the phone and she wasn't physically there, but it was with Ben. Ben was physically there, so he could see him raising his right
your
hand.
Your ex-husband.
Yeah, so it was some finalizations of that sort of stuff.
Oh, man.
I wondered if you're going to bring up why, but it's kind of weird not to bring it up. Otherwise, yeah. It sounds like you're going to the big house for like larceny or something.
Right, which it just, because it was he was more flexible and could be there, it was during work hours.
Oh, yeah, Amy had to leave the studio right in the show. She goes, I may have to jump out, because of this. And I was like, that's a big deal. Just go ahead and go.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we're on the air, and she's not in her seat. And then she comes back in, and she was like, okay, I'm not going to jail. I was like, all right, good.
So you mean it like you were finalizing, or I'm so confused.
Well, yes, it was the finalizing, which I didn't think, because it's been so long, I didn't think that it was going to be something that really affected me. So I was like, yeah, no problem, do it in the middle of the show. And then I go do it, and then I come back.
Oh, were you emotional?
I felt all kinds of weird. I don't know. You can prepare for something, and of course we're in a good place, and we've known that date was coming for a long time. You have to schedule it, and I just didn't anticipate my body feeling all kinds of ways. I think it just was emotional. The whole day, it ended up being weird for me. But that's normal.
So now you're divorced.
Yes.
Went to the big D.
Wow. Oh, and you don't mean Dallas.
Right.
So now we can really make the D jokes.
Excuse me?
And then, okay, so this is another thing. You know how I am lengthy with answers?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We're aware.
Well, so in the middle of it, my lawyer sends a text because the judge is asking me a question, then Ben a question. And Ben is just like, yes, sir. Yes, that's correct. Yes, sir. And then, but I'm like, well, so let me tell you what happened last week is that da 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 da. And my lawyer sends me a note that's like, hey, you're doing great, but less is more.
Sometimes I send Amy that note while we're talking, but I don't say it. I do a finger, and I take the finger and I do it in a tornado shape.
Yeah, like wrap it
and
up.
I'm like, hey, let's get to the point here.
Right.
Over the years, we're not offended by that anymore, are we?
No, not at all. But I thought the judge would want to know some of the
details. What you ate last night.
Yeah.
How you felt. Yeah, yeah. Well, good. I'm glad everybody's got something to bring this morning.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Y'all love when we do the draft, so we brought it back this week for a draft of best dipping sauces. And we were all over the board, not just very generic dipping sauces, but we went specific. We went hard, and somebody won. And it was really good. But also on the Best Bits Part 1 with Mike D this weekend, we did a best draft of all time situation where we draft our first picks for movies, TV shows, concert, food dishes, workouts. That's pretty fun. So another reason to go listen to Part 1.
Number 3.
There's a whole article where chefs are ranking their favorite sauces of all time. You can go as specific as you want. You can go as generic as you want. If somebody goes generic, you can still go specific. I'm not even going to read any of them because we're going to do a sauce draft.
Yeah.
So we'll each draft our sauces. Each of us get 3 teams. We're going to roll the dice for random order. It's me, Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, and Morgan. Mike, roll the dice. Tell us who goes first. So 4, Eddie goes first.
Come on!
Eddie, you get the first overall pick in the sauce draft. Best dipping sauces. What are you going first, Eddie?
That's a lot of pressure to go first.
First round pick. Let's go.
But I got it. It's ranch. That's the most powerful sauces of them all.
Eddie goes ranch, solid first round pick. Morgan?
Oh no, mine beats yours. It is Papa John's garlic sauce.
Papa John's garlic sauce, very specific. Weird. Like it. Okay. It's me. Mmm.
Are you tasting them?
Imagine them in my mouth right now. I just gotta go. I gotta be true to who I am. Because sometimes when you're not true to who you are and you don't win, you're like, dang, I wish I just would have been true to who I am. And I'm going to go mustard.
Oh.
Just because mustard itself is just awesome. And it is what it is. I love mustard. Power to the people. I just say random things to make people like me. Amy, what do you have?
Well, thank you for staying true to yourself so that I can stay true to myself with ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good one. Lunchbox, you have the final pick of this first round. Ranch is taken. Papa John's garlic sauce is taken. Mustard. Ketchup, and you pick?
Barbecue sauce.
Solid.
Barbecue sauce.
What I dip my fries in, and I know a lot of people in America do that.
All right.
Barbecue sauce.
We're going to... We
got you. Yeah, thank you, man.
Should you say it slower, you think, and louder?
Barbecue sauce.
Or barbecue.
Barbecue. All right, Lunchbox, second round. Now, since you went last the first round, you go first the second round.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A sauce.
God dang it. That's what I wanted.
Same. Mm-hmm.
And Amy. It gets a roar from the crowd.
That was my sleeper.
All right. I go honey mustard.
Ooh. It's good. I'm going to go Whataburger spicy ketchup.
There you go.
What was your first mustard? Mm-hmm. That's solid.
Tough is the regionality of that one.
I know, but
it's national now.
As long as you nail your niche, a niche is stronger than being generic. But you got to nail the niche. Morgan.
I'm going niche, Taco Bell's hot sauce.
Well, you got niche niche.
Eddie.
Hey, you can't get mozzarella sticks or calamari without marinara sauce. Come on!
I guess marinara. I get marinara confused with the other red one.
What? Ketchup?
Salsa?
No.
What are you talking about?
That's the one you put shrimp in.
Oh, cocktail sauce. That's
yeah,
not
yeah, what's the
be.
Difference?
Oh, yeah. No,
there's a difference. Different. One tastes like pizza. One tastes like shrimp.
Marinara is pizza.
Yeah. Also, yeah, what's the other one?
One's hot, one's cold.
Is it called cocktail?
It called?
I don't know what it's called.
What are y'all talking about?
Is it called cocktail sauce, though?
Yeah, yes. that's the shrimp
That's the official
one.
Name of it?
Yes. Yeah.
Cocktail sauce? That makes no sense. Why is it called cocktail sauce? You don't eat it with cocktails.
Correct.
So what's it called, man. Cocktail sauce?
I don't know, dude.
It's shrimp.
Great
cocktail.
Question.
Shrimp
oh,
cocktail.
Oh, that makes sense. Shrimp cocktail. It's a cocktail in a shrimp cup. Okay. Yes, answer. Barbecue. It's got a barbecue sauce. Go ahead.
No, it's not me. It's Eddie.
I thought you said you had a question.
No, I did have a question about the difference in the cocktail and the whatever, but you told me that.
Answered it.
Yeah, so
Amy
I didn't.
Answered it, yeah. Okay, Eddie, you have two on the board. You'll go first for the third round. You have ranch and marinara sauce. In the draft of sauces, what do you have?
Man. All right, I'm going to have to finish strong with teriyaki sauce. Let's go!
Like how you said it.
What? Teriyaki?
Teriyaki. Morgan?
I consider this like a dipping sauce. I dip everything in it. It's sour cream.
Yeah.
Okay, it's over to me. I got mustard and Whataburger spicy ketchup. Here's the thing. Oh. I wonder, should I be true to myself or kind of true to myself?
Hey, you do you, man.
I thought you just said a minute ago, you got to stay true to yourself.
Amy, sometimes you got to pivot.
Yeah. Because both are true to me, but one's just way more true to me.
Huh.
Well, you haven't even said the one that is so true
to you. I know, that's what I'm thinking, probably going to say, but I just overruled it with another one that's kind of true to me.
If you say cocktail, you're not being true to yourself.
That's true.
That's not it.
I'm going to go with queso.
Is that a dipping sauce?
Yes, it is.
Dip your chips.
Absolutely.
You absolutely stole mine.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, queso, I'm true to myself still, but not so true. Because there was one. Go ahead, Amy.
Oh, yeah. Are we done? You were done?
Mm-hmm. No, you got to go.
I mean, you.
After this break, we'll come. No, yeah, we're not done.
I thought you were going to do A1.
I know. That was the one that was super true to me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, thank you, Amy. I'll write that down.
I mean, I'm not saying it's strong. Okay, then if Bobby went queso, I'll go salsa.
Okay. Lunchbox?
Hey, thanks for leaving it on the board for me, guys. You go, you get your carrots, you dip in it. You get your pita chips, you dip in it. Give me hummus. Boom.
You're pumped about hummus?
People love hummus. You are underestimating the power of hummus.
Is that on your peanut tempeh tacos?
Of course
and be
it is.
Sure it's dipping sauces.
Yeah.
Not just sauces.
Good one.
No, because it is. I said it. If we just say sauces, people are going to argue with us because we picked hummus and queso. Right.
I mean, I never dip anything in teriyaki sauce.
Sure you do.
Name one thing you dip in teriyaki sauce, Bobby.
I mean, they do your hot wings.
Exactly.
That.
Never dipped it in there. It comes covered in it.
That's fine, though. You get,
I'm just saying.
Good.
Buffalo sauce.
That's on my list.
That's good, too.
Oh,
buffalo soy sauce I had on my list.
I had soy sauce, but I don't use that.
So
yeah, that
okay.
didn't. I had that, but it didn't.
Well,
feel
good for being true to you, you know, because that's what it's all about—being true to yourself.
That's why he went hummus.
Yes,
that's right.
Okay, that's it. Go to BobbyBones.com. Vote for the team. Don't vote for just the top one because everybody didn't get the first pick. Vote for the team, or if you had to take one of these with just the three that you'd vote. BobbyBones.com. 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 All right, go get it. Thank you.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day.
And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Holy crap, this segment shocked me. And honestly, it's pretty much tied for lottery tickets at number one. They kind of balance each other out because we had Dr. Lori on to evaluate some coins Bobby has that he thinks are worth a lot of money. And I don't even know what to say in this moment because we are all shocked. I think we're all still shocked and don't even know what to say or think after the evaluation happened.
Number two, it's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
Dr. Lori, PhD, antiques appraiser. She tells us how much stuff is worth or not worth. Sorry, Eddie.
Yeah, no, that one hurt.
You're the last one up with your crazy bottles and coins, and you made no money.
Nothing.
No money.
Nada.
Dr. Lori is an award-winning TV personality and TV talk show host, a PhD in art history, and she travels around telling people how much their stuff is worth. She researches it. She's done it for us a bunch of times. And so I have some coins. This is what we're going to talk about. Got the coins here. 1920, 1905, 1934. And Dr. Lori is on because I think I got something worth something. I think I got something worth something. All right, let's go with Dr. Lori.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dr. Lori.
It's one of my favorite intros that we play because it goes, Dr. Lori's on. And she is one of my favorite people. Dr. Lori, PhD in antiques appraising. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Bobby?
Doing really good. What do you have in front of you there today?
I've got some stuff from all over the world. Yes. So a couple of things from Panama, a couple things from Mexico, a nice Alaskan basket, woven basket, just a couple of things from traveling because people travel now.
And when people come to you at these shows that you do or these appearances that you make, yes, would you say there are more people that are like, I can't believe it's worth that much, or more people that are like, it's only worth that much?
I think there are more people who say, I can't believe it's worth that much. I think most people think, over the years that I've been doing the antique appraisal comedy tour, most people think it can't be valuable just because it's mine, you know, and that's not true. A lot of things are valuable that are just hanging around your house.
Man, she's appraised everything on this show, from the Beanie Baby collection that I bought from Ray for $100. I mean, we've made a few thousand bucks off that. We've donated all the money, but it's crazy. And so we did Mighty D's Pokemon cards, which, you know, currently sitting around $3,000 or so, which is pretty cool. Eddie brought in some bottles.
Yeah, man.
Some bottles and coins.
That was awesome.
Eddie needs a financial advisor. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Here's the situation, Dr. Lorraine. I know I've already sent you these pictures, and I never want to do the bit where I'm like, is this worth everything? Like Eddie, because then it's just disappointing. But I found these coins that I purposefully saved probably 15 years or so ago. And I can't remember why. But I know I found them or bought them and saved them. Can you talk me through and tell me if there's any value in these three coins? And I don't even know which one to start with, Dr. Lori.
Well, let's just start oldest to the newest.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
Okay. So oldest one you've got is a 1905 coin. It's called a barber half dollar. It's pretty rare. It's 90% silver. There's an eagle on the reverse. The eagle on the reverse is relatively important. It's in very poor condition. There are stars of the 13 colonies, which is typical, but very poor condition.
Yeah, the bat, the eagle looks like a dead pigeon,
bad,
to be honest.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still worth $75.
Wow. Okay. That's good.
It's already better than Eddie's bottles.
Yeah, and my coin.
Yeah.
What if can you clean it and make it better?
I tried to clean it. It's just garbage. Okay. I think it was through all the wear and tear of the war.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that.
Yeah, yeah.
Babe Ruth had it in his pocket when he was playing for the Yankees. So all that's happened to this coin. So I'm not saying it's worth more, but, you know. Okay.
She makes a good point. It's about circulated versus uncirculated. So her point is good. You're like, hey, could you clean it up? But once it's circulated, people are touching it, it's hard to get it better.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's pretty beat up. Okay, what's the next one, Dr. Lurie?
So the next one is called a Morgan. All these are named for the guy who designed them.
Okay.
So the guy's name was George Morgan. We call it a Morgan dollar. So the last one was a half dollar. This is a Morgan dollar.
Which one of the years? Because I have two, 21 and 34.
1921.
Okay, got it.
1921. You'll notice that you've got a woman's head again, Liberty's head. And this one is rare, too. And here's why it's rare. Look at, first of all, the blossom of the cotton in her hair is indicative or symbolizes the bounty of America in the Great South and the Midwest.
Is that the, like, tiara she's wearing?
Not her tiara, but there's a little sprig of cotton in her hair, like a flower.
Okay.
You see it?
I mean, I'm the guy you don't want to ask, do you see it?
Okay, well, it's there.
Okay.
It's right there, like near her ear, above her ear. It's a little sprig of cotton.
Got it.
And that's important. The symbols on coins are really important. You also have the 13 colonies by the 13 stars. You can see that near the 1921. It's 90% silver as well. It's in good condition from 1921. The reverse has the eagle with the war arrows and, of course, the peace olive branch in his talons.
You can see that.
So this is a very typical symbol of war and peace for America.
Is it a deal that it's upside down, the eagle? Because it's upside down from the head.
Typically, yes. That's the way it should be.
Got it. Okay. Dang, I was hoping to like an error card. Oh, dang it. Okay.
Yeah, people like errors. This one, $100.
Hey!
Still not bad.
I'm up to 175. I'm already a winner. Holy cow. And then I have one left, which I thought this one would be the least valuable because it was the new, 1934. It was, you know, it's not the oldest. But okay, what's this one?
Well, the 1934 coin is called a peace dollar. This one was struck. It was the first silver coin to be struck after the 1929 stock market crash and after the Great Depression that went on until about 1933.
You want to see it?
So this becomes a very important coin for collectors who are in the financial world because it relates to the comeback of America after the Great Depression.
Come on.
It has a lot of symbolism in it. It's modeled after the designer's wife's face and head.
Oh.
You'll notice that she, too, is Lady Liberty. And if you look at the T in Liberty, it looks like a hairpin.
Ah, it does.
It's one of the things that a lot of collectors look for.
Amy's got the coin.
It does. That's clever. I have another thing to call out, but you might do it first. Go ahead.
On the back, the eagle only holds the olive branch of peace and not the arrows of war.
You said a rare oddity. What was the rare thing on the front of it?
On the front of it, the rare things are the V for the U in trust.
It says Tovist?
That's what I realized.
Okay.
TR and then V. But that's a very typical sort of Roman look. That's a classical way to make the letter U. You make it like it's a V.
But do all the coins have that VU thing or just some of them?
Just some of them.
Okay.
And on the back, something called a short E. If you look at the number one, the word one, O-N-E for $1, it's a short E.
Do you see that, Amy?
Yeah, I feel like the eagle's tail is cutting it off.
Yes.
Stupid eagle move.
Yes. So it's important finding, and it's important in the world of collecting coins because it's the comeback of the American economy. It's important because it's 90% silver. It's a very rare piece. You've got the T hairpin. You've got the short E. You've got the V-U situation. And this coin is worth $100,000.
What? Are you serious?
Stop it.
You're joking.
Stop it. Did she say $100,000?
I thought she was going to say $100.
Oh, my God. Did you just give this to me?
No, I did not. Oh. I handed it to you.
You didn't hand it to her. You threw it to her.
Threw $100.
Don't you ever throw that again.
Are you?
Wait. Hold on.
Where did that? What the?
Amy, watch.
But is this one of those things, though, where it's like the Beanie Babies, where you're like, we say it's worth it.
It's not like the Beanie Babies, Bobby. Don't get crazy. This is not like the Beanie Babies.
We couldn't sell really all the Beanie Babies.
Where did you get this?
I don't know. That's what I was saying. Could I sell this for it, for anything near that?
I know of buyers.
Yeah. Yeah. And remember.
Wow, like, we're selling.
Bobby, remember like Coin Guy Kyle or whatever that came up here?
Yeah.
But I don't remember his exact name.
I think it was Kyle.
Yeah.
This is insane.
This is insane.
You know what's crazy? We just made money.
Do you have a mouse in your pocket?
You said if anything was over $10,000, we get 10%. Mark it down.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
You
did
say that. But I said I said one person does.
Give me $10,000.
Yeah. It's not you. Somebody.
We're going to spin the wheel.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I just made $10,000.
This is amazing.
I don't know what to say here.
I don't need.
Give me the coin back.
Lori, are you sure?
That's a great question.
Give me the coin back.
Lori, are you
I'm
sure?
I'm not throwing it.
Am I sure? What are you talking about? Am I sure? I'm always sure. Yeah.
You fantastic. You don't have to be gentle with it. You just hang it. It's a coin.
No, no. It's Bobby, you better put that. Here, I'll lock it down.
Okay, here, you can have a lunchbox. Yeah, right.
That is.
So what do I need to do with this coin?
I'm happy for you, Bobby.
But now I'm scared what to do with it.
Oh, my
gosh. Well, you got to protect it, right? So, you know, it's a good idea to get it somewhere safe.
Tape it to your chest.
Staple it to your chest. Super glue.
Staple it. Can you imagine?
You need to hire a security crew.
How much? Okay, so.
Oh, my gosh.
A couple in the weeds questions. Let's say I sell this coin. And I make $50,000 or $100,000, as you say. I mean, I get to keep. I mean, that's my money, right?
Well yeah.
How is it not your money?
Well, yeah. It's like there's a fee sometimes for a broker.
Oh, do you have to pay taxes?
Well, that's
on this?
All. That's depending on how you decide to do it. Like, if you want to sell it, sell anything. If you want to sell anything through a broker, you're going to pay them a fee to find the buyer.
What's a fee for? Let's say this coin. I gave it to you and you are my broker. How much would you charge
me? Okay, I don't do that,
okay.
If you were to go to a typical auction house, they could have a broker fee, sometimes called a seller's premium, anywhere between 15% and 40%.
Whoa! Wow, they're gouging you there.
Okay.
I'll sell for 10%.
To who?
Wait.
I'll find them.
Dr. Lloyd.
He seems motivated. That's what you want.
Dr. Lori, how do you make your money, if you don't mind me asking? Because how do you, you know, if you're not taking a percentage?
Yeah, well, a lot of appraisers do take a percentage. I don't mind you asking at all. When I started as a professional appraiser and left my university teaching job, my museum jobs, I said, I don't want to be a broker. I'm going to charge for my appraisal services, and I have the ability to appraise everything. So I charge a rate for my appraisal services. There are rules of what you can charge. So I charge on an hourly rate because you can't charge based on a percentage of what something's worth.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, everything becomes very valuable because you're charging on a percentage. So it's an hourly rate and I get charged by appraisal. But that's a very fair question, Amy. It's not a problem.
I'm shaking right now.
Guys. Yeah.
I am shooketh.
It's like, you know how something big news is given to you and all you hear is
Oh, in your ears, the ringing?
I'm shaking right now.
This is fantastic news.
What's the next
step? What do we do? I don't know.
What do we do? We got to move.
We got to strike while the iron's hot.
Let's do
this. Well, it's not that kind of issue. You know, it's not sort of like, oh, I got something on an anniversary.
Can I keep it and it grow in value?
It can increase in value over time. I understand if you want the money tomorrow, then yes, strike while the iron's hot. But right now, the economic climate for a lot of collectibles is not the best. The market's not the best it's ever been.
Oh.
So if I were advising you as a client, like I advised a client recently and I said, well, this is not the best market for you to do this in. And he said, well, I need the money for this other thing I'm doing. So, you know, he decided to sell now. But you could actually hold that and you'd be well versed to see this thing increase in value.
Okay.
How much do you think I could safely get if I sold the coin right now?
I think you wait at least until the 100th anniversary, which would be 2034.
Yeah, you're out of your
mind. You're going to see this spike because typically on the 100th anniversary of anything, the value for that item goes up. So right now,
I may not be alive in 11 years.
No, don't speak that way.
Yeah, and you've already waited.
Oh my God,
a long
don't
time.
Talk like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I waited not knowing it was valuable.
Right.
I'd have sold this thing for $500
and we may not be friends in 11 years. So,
yeah. So you can't get your 10%.
We got to spin the wheel now.
Yeah, we got to spin that wheel.
Well,
oh my gosh.
Oh my
gosh. So pumped.
How much do you think I could sell it for right now, Dr. Lori?
It's worth $100,000. You can sell it for that. You got to work at it. You got to have somebody who's helping you. You don't even need anybody who's helping you sell it. What's the most important thing about selling any object? Public awareness. You have public awareness.
Oh, my God. My head's I mean, everything's throbbing. All my body parts are throbbing right now because I cannot believe what just
calm
happened.
Calm down. Put your blood pressure down. Calm down.
Okay.
It's not that much money.
Dr. Lori, where you live?
Yeah, because see, Dr.
Well, you know, in my world, my world, things are going for a lot more. But that's an excellent piece. I don't want to dissuade you. It's an excellent, excellent piece.
Okay, you guys.
Man, I'm about to go look through my quarters.
Me too. I mean,
it's not a quarter though.
What, one day, Bobby's just like, "Oh, we found these coins." I remember saving
them. I just didn't know why.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But
did
Bobby, most. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're good. I just thought maybe my coin inspired him to bring his coin in, which, you know, it's meant to be.
So maybe you're owed more, right?
No.
You think?
Okay. I'm sorry, Dr. Lori. They're interrupting you, and you're my best friend now. So what were you saying there, Dr. Lori?
No, I'm just joking around. I'm just saying that in terms of it, most people think that the oldest one will be the most valuable, and it's typically not the oldest thing that's most valuable.
I thought that. Okay.
Across the board.
Here's what we're going to say about Dr. Lori is her website is drlorivee.com. You can follow her on socials at Dr. Lori V, L-O-R-I. I would like for you to go follow her. Very interesting. If you have something that maybe you wanted to look at, look, I don't know what to say. I'm going to have Dr. Lori hold for a second. I'm going to talk to her off the air. Make sure we get, I don't know what to do with this coin. I feel like I'm going to get jumped by you guys. I don't know what's up. So
no,
let
we're happy
us break.
For you.
Yeah. You are.
Oh,
no.
I genuinely am.
Lunchbox. We're all happy. How do you feel about me?
I'll
right
help
now?
You. Congratulations.
I'm just like another Bobby Wynn, of course. Like, it's annoying.
Yeah. See what I mean? Thanks. Okay. Dr. Lloyd, please hold.
Is she coming back on?
Yeah.
Like after we break?
No.
Oh, because
I have some private conversation to have with her. What?
Okay. But before, Dr. Lloyd, I'm going to need you to come back because you know what's in transit to me right now.
What, your dolls?
Yes, my Madame Alexander dolls. They're on their way. I got a picture of them in the box. And guess what? I had no idea my mom saved the original boxes and they're in
excellent.
Them.
Excellent.
I'll trade
excellent.
You this coin for your car and those dolls.
I'd trade it right now.
What? Do it, Amy.
No, because we don't know what the dolls are worth yet.
Exactly.
Do it.
Oh, my, Amy, $100,000. Your dolls ain't going to be worth $100,000.
Her car and the dolls.
What kind of car is it?
It's a nice one.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
I did end up putting this at the number one spot last one. I mean, gosh, that was such a good one. And it could be number one. Honestly, they kind of tilter with each other. Tilter, is that a word? I don't know. But we did do a whole lot of scratch-off lottery tickets this week. So what happened? We pulled together $2,000. And we heard about the story of a guy who buys rolls of lottery tickets, and that's how he's won like 19 times. So we're like, ooh, we got to try this. We got money with all of us, and we can make this work. So $2,000, we went and bought a bunch of rolls. Lunchbox executively decided to buy $50 rolls of tickets instead of the $20 we had all agreed on. That's a story for a different day. But we did, and we got them all. We had two rolls plus a few tickets, and we scratched them all this week, and then it just kept spiraling. That's the best way I can tell you that happened with this lottery scratch-off segment. It just kept spiraling. So here's the start of it that you're about to hear. And if you want to see the continued saga of lottery tickets, go to BobbyBones.com. They're all up there. And you'll get a good laugh. Maybe some excitement. Maybe some nervousness. You've got a lot of feelings because I know that's how I felt in studio when this was all happening.
Number one.
Okay, so did everybody get a ticket, all 10 of us?
Oh, I don't know if everyone.
Yes. Lunchbox, or did you leave out the people out of the room?
I gave the people in the glass room one.
Okay. Oh. Let us go around the room through one ticket and see how we did. Amy, do you have any winners at all?
I'm still not done.
Wait. Huh?
I'm still...
I thought you were the first one to finish.
Right.
You yelled, I'm done, and then you walked over to the table.
I had to get lunchboxes. I had to learn how to do this. Oh. I don't...
She didn't understand how to read it.
I do now. I just don't play the lottery that much.
Scratch it up. Anybody else scratched up all the way?
I'm done.
I'm done, too. I'm going to go. I do have one number that matches.
Woo!
Because they give you a list.
Let's go!
And I haven't seen the money yet, so.
Yeah, you can win up to 40 times on this, 44 times on this bad boy.
How cool would that be?
Oh, no, I lost it, though.
What? What do you mean, your number? You lost it?
There's so many numbers, I forget which one I want.
There are a lot of numbers.
Okay. All right, you want to come to me?
Yeah.
Hey, we should save all these tickets, though, because, like, my eyesight's not that good.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Just in case.
Oh, can you imagine if one of you guys threw something away?
Yeah, we can't do that.
Okay, Amy, do you have any winners?
No.
You sure? We should give all, when you're done, give it to Mike D to look over again.
Sure. I mean, I think that's smart for all of us, but pretty sure I did not win.
Okay. Amy, no winner. Lunchbox, I'm coming over to you.
I mean, right when we went to song.
Yeah, you started yelling.
You heard me go, ah! Oh! First thing I scratched.
Yeah.
$100!
Okay. Yeah!
$100!
Okay.
Got half my money back.
That's awesome.
Well, no, you didn't. You only, Eddie, you only have 10% of it, so yeah, you got $10.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. Morgan.
I also think this is $100.
What do you mean?
Oh, my gosh.
I have two jumbos on here, and they're both $10.
Yeah, that's $100.
Yeah, so what's the jumbo mean? Five?
Five times the prize amount.
Okay.
So
$100.
All right.
Let's go.
Put the winners in a pile, and the losers will have Mike D check them all anyway.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. So we're up to 200?
Yeah.
Who? Ray, you have a ticket?
Yep.
How'd you do?
$0.
Scuba?
Felt that.
There's a theme going on here in the glass room. $0. Okay.
Abby?
She's sick.
Well, that's right. Yeah, don't worry. We'll get to that. Kevin or whomever else. Who else?
That was it.
Does he have a ticket, Kevin?
No, he said he was busy. He said he had to do some editing.
Okay.
So I just said, okay, and I walked out.
Okay. Mike?
$0.
Okay.
So we're at 200.
Hold on. I can't find the one I know a match.
Oh, my goodness.
You want me to look?
You want me to start scratching another one?
No.
Oh.
33, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Let's see how much I won.
Come on.
Here we go. I won.
Scratch.
Ticket.
You what? Want another ticket?
Oh, I want a ticket.
That's okay. Got another chance.
That could be the winning ticket. That we have Tell Me Something Good's like that all the time.
Yeah, I want a ticket.
Yeah.
Okay.
To yeah. What? What concert?
One ticket.
Any what concert
you,
I want.
What if you go to the gas station and say that?
Okay. I'm going to give this to Mike in case I missed it. I don't really miss a lot.
What's that, a loser?
No, that's a winner.
Here you go.
Winner.
Pass the loser over to Mike. Winners stay together. That's it. Give that to Mike, the ticket one. Just let him check it. Double check it.
I got the winners.
Okay, Lunchbox is looking at winners. Mike's looking at losers.
Yeah.
Everybody good?
No, you haven't asked me yet.
Okay, next round.
Oh, I forget. I didn't even know he didn't give everybody tickets.
You haven't asked me yet.
Go ahead. Eddie, I know you're a loser because you're building it up.
Yeah, I didn't
yeah.
You know how Eddie is.
I didn't get crap.
Does anyone have a ticket that they...
Loser, Mike.
That didn't get brought up to them?
Winner.
Okay,
let's go.
Lunchbox, would you pass... Another ticket out.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I'm ready. See, I had to shift the way I was thinking because I was like, oh, I didn't win. But we all won. We're scratching for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
but
it's
we,
like.
But
it's,
we lost a good amount of money in that first round.
That's all right. You get it back.
You don't think of it that way.
It's okay.
We're all right.
Well, we got to keep the listeners up to date.
I honestly feel like your winning ticket, your ticket, that's.
Well, that's going like to be an extra good million. Stuff.
You think that my ticket that I go and
yes.
cash in for another ticket.
Yes,
will
that's
win.
How this works.
I don't know that there's an exact way in how this works.
I think we're going to initially scratch a $5 million ticket, and then your ticket's going to be an extra $5
million. The lottery.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. The lottery
we're gonna get two of them.
Loves a good
that's
story.
Awesome. That'd be awesome. Okay. Everybody good? Everybody have your tickets?
Yeah,
so you want me to start scratching?
So, yeah, we have Tell Me Something Good, obviously, in a second. But what about a Tell Me Something Good where we won $5
million? That would be the ultimate Tell Me Something Good.
So, for the people that won, what was your... What's your plan? How did you do it?
What? You just
scratch. I just
scratch it. It's already in there.
Like, it doesn't change.
There's nothing you can do that affects it if you want or not.
Strategy.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to come back, but you guys can get to scratching, and we will check back in a minute and see how we did, okay?
Do y'all want to say
a mantra?
He's already going.
I'm already going, man. I don't waste time, guys. I got to go.
Here's the mantra.
Abundance flows to me with ease.
No, please.
I don't even know what the heck that means.
Earth?
Please do not listen to that. Just say lottery gods make us a winner.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
All right, y'all, that's it for me this weekend. It's been so much fun hanging out with y'all, and I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do. Please hit me up on social media if you're listening, what you like to hear, if you have ideas for what we should do for best bits and different things. I love hearing from you guys, so please hit me up, Webgirl Morgan, on all the things. And of course, make sure you follow the show. We got a lot of content, more than the 7 segments that I talk about here. Bobby Bones Show on all the things. And of course, more content, bobbybones.com. Y'all, I'll talk to you later. Have a great weekend full of activities or resting or napping, much like me. Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bones.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials.
So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.